broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendrick.
It's a good thing. They're not doing it just to be in control. They're doing it.
McKinney is a very well-respected administrator.
We want to express our pleasure. That
like I said, I do the Botox myself. It's safe.
Burn in hell.
World famous Phil Hendrick show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. A news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch. And a word to our online viewers, our Phil TV in HD is down right now. Apparently, internet connection has been lost between our main tri-casting computer and you guys. So as soon as we get that restored, you're going to have our Phil TV in HD, our online video cast, our nightly online video cast will be back up for you. But I wanted to let you know that. I know people have been tweeting about it, and we've been getting messaged about it. And so we'll be up as soon as we get our, you know, ducks in a row there with whoever it is, Time Warner, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's just we've actually had a little bit of a computer problem or internet problem here the last couple of nights. And I thought it was just me. I thought it was just the computers. Sometimes I take it personally. You know, they're doing that because of me. Anyway, our number is, it's a ridiculous thing to say. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. Don't look at me like that, man.
What do you mean, personal?
I don't know, man. Sometimes I hit these computers, it's like, come on, come on, come on. You know, I want them to, like, webmail is always slow, slow, slow. I should have anticipated this because webmail, just to speak of the devil, webmail, trying to get to the to my email has been just a bitch the last 2 days. It's been slow as hell. Affiliate spotlight tonight, KMET in Riverside and WUTI in the great city of Utica, New York. In fact, that's a surprise. I did not know we were on in Utica, and I'm very happy to be on in Utica. I spent a summer in Utica, another radio station there back in the mid-1970s in upstate New York. Two great affiliates along the Phil Hendrick Show radio network, and we are online at philhendryshow.com with our archives, our daily podcast, our classic Phil podcasts, all of the archived video that we have, a five-day video archive. But tonight, our stream is down. We're working to get that back up as quickly as we can. And again, it is, it's nothing wrong with the website. It is a problem with our, internet connection, quite frankly. 877-876-PHIL. And, tonight we want to start off with a story that started, we had this last night. We're able to get Don Mixa on the line from University of Washington to talk about privacy and, a constitutional right to privacy. As well as, you know, these other issues. This has to do with Starbucks in Glendora, California. A Starbucks, of course, everybody goes to Starbucks. Well, police have arrested a man accused of secretly videotaping more than 40 women using the restroom at a Glendora Starbucks. 25-year-old William Zafra Velasco is an unemployed student and resident of San Dimas, California. He was arrested on May the 4th. He's accused of hiding a camera inside the women's restroom for 2 days at this Starbucks location there. In Glendora. The camera was disguised as a plastic coat hook and was affixed to a wall directly across from the toilet. A Starbucks employee discovered the device and he called the police. Shortly after authorities arrested Velasco, after security footage linked him to the device, police say that Velasco entered the woman's restroom every hour, removing the recording device, brought it back to his car, and downloaded the contents. Downloaded the contents onto the device in his laptop computer. He then returned to the restroom and reinstalled the recording device. Detectives confiscated his laptop, and they say they found disturbing video of at least 45 female victims using the restroom, many including children. At this time, it does not appear that any of the videos were uploaded to the internet or distributed. So far, police have identified 11 victims, but the department is requesting the public's help in identifying the other 34 victims. I don't know how they're going to do that. You know.
What?
Well, what are they going to do? They're going to, by the way, we'd like to identify the other victims. Here's the video of them going to the bathroom. I don't think they'll do that.
Well, they got to find out.
Well, let's get Don Mix up here. Don, how are you tonight?
Very good, Phil. Thank you.
What do you think the police mean by that?
I think they probably are going to release visual, that is, facial identification. I don't think you're going to see anything more specific than that in order that they can identify the victims, in order they can identify, so that they have a criminal case against this individual. individual, you find out who are the people who were victimized by this. And I would imagine he's going to be facing felony charges for sexual gratification, videotaping. These are laws that are in all 50 states now.
And they are? Specifically?
Specifically, right. Yep. Laws prohibiting the videotaping of individuals for sexual gratification. Certainly the unknowing videotaping of individuals. And I imagine and it is a felony.
This is the state of California, just about everywhere, huh?
California, I know in Florida, I know in Washington State, and many other states, it may be a different classification of felony in some states, but still a very, very serious problem.
What do you make of all of this, other than the fact that the guy is a new, you may say a high-tech peeping Tom, or an internet-age peeping Tom, or a, you know what I'm saying?
Multimedia peeping Tom, I don't mean to be light of it.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
The thing that immediately strikes me and that I am worried about is that you have a problem, and the problem is this. There is a great deal of very tough police work being done in order that we can protect our shopkeepers and our innkeepers, and a lot of very, very tough police work needs to be done in order to protect employers, and an individual like this sets back that effort many, many years. Obviously, the secret videotaping of people for sexual gratification is against the law. But I'm talking now, people are going to be saying that these cameras in these restrooms are obviously verboten, and they're going to want to have them in there no matter what the reason.
And what do you mean by setting back law enforcement?
Well, because you have cameras that can track whether women are shoplifting. You have cameras that can track female employees as to whether they are taking too much time during a coffee break. You have cameras that can track women in dressing rooms who are stealing very, very expensive clothing, very, very expensive jewelry. And of course, there has been this constitutional argument that there's an expectation of privacy. I don't think there's any expectation of privacy. When you're in a private store, yes, but you cannot expect privacy in a dressing room in a private store when they are afraid you may be stealing something. And so this man...
All right, if I get you right, you're saying that there are cameras, or will be, or should be, or could be cameras in bathrooms and dressing rooms to keep people from stealing?
That is correct.
And you mentioned one other thing about employers, women taking too much time.
Well, you have a... we have in this country, Phil, almost an epidemic that goes into the tens of thousands of man-hours that are lost every year by employers. And that is money to them, to by employees who are taking too much time and a coffee break. Going to the bathroom is the one place where particularly women are going to linger a long time. They're having a cigarette in there, or they're talking, or they're just fooling around, wasting time, and the employer's losing money. Now, how do you keep them from doing that? I mean, if an employee comes out of the women's room and says to you, well, I was being sick, I had a problem, et cetera, et cetera. You don't know. Or I was, some employees will claim that they are diabetic, they need to have their insulin shot. And then you find out when you look at the videotape that they were in there, combing their hair, or they were putting on lipstick, trying on lipstick. And so an employer, the only thing that protects him is these videotapes.
Well, I mean, if you've got a guy like that, you're telling me that there is a reasonable there's no reasonable expectation of privacy. Forget about this guy that's videotaping women for sexual gratification. There's no reasonable expectation of privacy in a bathroom for an employee or a customer because of these problems.
Unfortunately, that is correct.
Because of shoplifting, because of people taking too much time. And so let me ask you something then. I find this to be really an interesting conversation. If there's no reasonable expectation of privacy in a woman's bathroom, all right,
yeah,
in either in the capacity of an employee or a customer, then why would a woman even want to shop in any store anywhere or use the facilities?
Well, because, first of all, they don't have to. The answer to your question, Phil, is very obvious. They don't have to. They can go anywhere they want, but more and more stores are going to have these cameras, whether you can leave one store, go to another, they've still got the camera there that's going to be obviously turned on and observing. The camera will be recording the situation.
And you mentioned that this guy putting this camera in there and taping women and getting arrested for it, as well he should have been, he set back police efforts tens of dozens of years because now they won't want to put cameras into these bathrooms.
That is my fear, and I think it's the fear of law enforcement everywhere.
So I really have to ask you, Don. You know, you're traditionally you're a liberal, and traditionally you've stood up against police incursion or intrusion into people's lives, and now all of a sudden you are talking about wanting to have these cameras in these bathrooms and in these change rooms. Why is that?
Well, you know, I think if you think you're going to pin me into some admission that I'm a pervert, that's got nothing to do with it.
No, I'm not going to say that. But why are all of a sudden a liberal into the rights of police?
Because I think you've got a situation here, Phil, where you have women that are going into changing rooms and they are, stealing, and they are they're going into bathrooms and they're fooling around, and it's. I will tell you that I'm hopeful that these videos will be made public, and here's the reason why I'm hopeful they'll be made public, not for any perverse reasons, but for constitutional reasons, freedom of information reasons, and we don't know until we see these tapes what's going on in these bathrooms and these changing rooms.
And so you are taking the side of the police in this because eventually you feel that they'll have to release this under freedom of information, and you're going to get a good look at them.
Yeah, but I'm not. You can't say that. You can't attribute to me some perverse motive, okay?
Well, I don't want to do that, but I find that to be an interesting point of view for a guy that's been a traditional liberal. You think that cameras in changing rooms, cameras in bathrooms, are legitimate because of what they have, what they might uncover about people stealing or people wasting time?
I absolutely do. I absolutely do. I haven't. I look at it down the road. I look at it at the when those tapes get released, and I can get a, we can get a good look at, or I can get a good look at those tapes. But yes,
So until that time, women are going to have to expect that there's going to be people looking at them while they're changing, people looking at them while they're in the bathroom, and that's just the way it is.
I don't know. This guy who got arrested for the videotaping people, this guy here may have slowed that up.
All right, our number is 877-876-7445. Phil Hendry Show here with Don Mixa. Women and either in changing rooms or as employees, women may be subject to being videotaped because of the need to see whether or not they are stealing and to see whether or not they are wasting time on a coffee break, regardless of whether or not there's perverts that may want to be taping them. 877-876-7445, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. For all things news and talk radio, visit trncentral.com. Call the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Don Mixa is with us from the University of Washington. Don, you know, I'm having a hard time here. We're talking about a camera that was discovered, a guy who was arrested for putting a camera in a Starbucks in Glendora, California. And I'm looking at this, story, and I'm having a very hard time figuring out how you make the connection between that and what the police are, or what you think store owners or what you think law enforcement would like to do in keeping people from shoplifting.
I think I already told you, Phil, that they want to put the cameras in. They want to put cameras into the changing rooms, into the bathrooms, because of the fact that we've got a lot of shoplifting and we've got a lot of people that are wasting time on the job. Okay? This guy, this pervert, who put the camera in the Starbucks, has retarded that effort. He has slowed that effort down. And now we're going to have a very difficult time convincing the legislators, convincing those who make the law that we need these cameras, because they're going to think it's all about someone getting their sexual kicks.
Now, you admitted just a moment ago that you, as a liberal, are in favor of this because it gives us more information about human behavior?
That is exactly right.
You said that under freedom of information, you could get a hold of these tapes?
That is exactly right. That is exactly right. Now, I know what you're thinking, and I think I probably know if you've got anybody listening to your show tonight, which I doubt, but I think your audience is probably...
What is that supposed to mean?
Well, usually by now you get phone calls on most shows, but are you getting any calls for me?
Well, you know something, Don? We'll get to that when we get to that, okay?
All right. Where was I?
You know, your comments about my show, notwithstanding, I'm talking to you about this particular story. Why do you care as a liberal about all of a sudden enforcing the law in change rooms and in bathrooms?
Because, Phil, the Freedom of Information Act will eventually free up this videotape so that I can look at it and other people will look at it and we can see what's going on with human behavior. And you know, me saying it that way makes me sound bad.
Yeah, it does. It makes it sound like you are a guy who's looking to get some free porn or something.
Yeah, I resent that. I really do.
All right, well, then tell me again, man, because I'm having a difficult time understanding why you, a liberal, and maybe that's not really what the story is about.
No, it isn't what the story is about. The story is about it. It's about employees who are wasting their employers' time, women, in these bathrooms. And women are the problem. More than anybody else, women are the problem. Because they're the ones that go into the bathroom and spend all this time. They're the ones that go into the change rooms and steal. And
men don't do this? You know that men are obviously shoplifters as well.
Men are shoplifters, but they don't have the opportunity to steal as much as women do in these changing rooms and in these other places. And certainly when it comes to coffee breaks, women are far worse at the offensive spending too much time hiding in a bathroom because, frankly, women's bathrooms are a lot more comfortable to be in. All of these things together, Phil, taken together, okay, make sense. Now, they obviously don't make any sense in connection with the Starbucks story, but that's neither here nor there. That guy is...
Well, they do, because this guy is a pervert. He put a camera in a place that he shouldn't, you know, he put this camera in so he could videotape women, and you're taking this as an opportunity to say, you know, too bad for law enforcement, because here's a guy that was taping women, so nobody's going to want to do this. And that may be true, but when you're on the other side of all of that, wanting to look at this tape with some phony baloney excuse about how you want to look, you know, at human behavior under freedom of information.
Why is it funny? Because I'm a liberal.
Because you're a liberal who ordinarily would not be standing up for the rights of police, or at least for police intelligence gathering. You'd be a guy who'd be into the civil liberties of private citizens. Now, all of a sudden, you want cops or whoever with cameras in change rooms and bathrooms. And that's what I'm saying. It doesn't add up.
Well, it adds up to me. And I understand you don't understand what I'm talking about, and probably your audience doesn't understand what I'm talking about, if you've got any audience. And
that's the second time you've made that crack.
Well, I'm just telling you, I can understand how people probably don't understand what it is I'm saying.
I don't understand what you're saying.
I don't even understand what I'm saying. But as soon as we get to the bottom of the hour, then...
That would be really great. That would be really great. But until that time, we have to press ahead and figure out how to make the connection between you and your need to have cameras looking at women changing. I understand that there's a shoplifting problem, and I understand that there's a problem with women taking too much time. There's a focus here on women. There's a focus here on you wanting those tapes, and there seems to be a little bit of a connection there between that and this pervert they busted in Glendora.
And now you're calling me a pervert, and that's the part that I really resent more than anything else in this world, more than anything else than I could possibly imagine, you calling me a pervert. And I got to tell you...
Well, when you tell me that you want to see these videotapes...
And I want to see the videotapes for the very reason that I gave you, that I want to review human behavior.
It sounds suspect to me, given your political past.
Well, I can tell you this much, Phil. I'm not going to change being a liberal Democrat just because it makes more sense to Phil Hendry that a liberal Democrat would not be endorsing a police move. Or would not be endorsing law enforcement. I'm not going to change. That's who I am, all right? And that's the way I'm always going to be. Now, has this bit been funny? No. Has it made... we'll try to do something with it. I don't know. Do you want to go the rest of the half hour? Do you want to kill this at 45? What do you want
to
do?
I don't know, to be honest with you. I have no idea. I'm flying by the seat of my pants. These are dark, dark days.
I understand that. Well, I'll do the very best that I can to help you, Phil.
Thank you. 877-876-7445 here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show as we talk with Don Mixa about the Starbucks in Glendora.
Phil Hendry. Call the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Phil Hendry Show. All right, what we're going to have to do at this particular juncture, folks, is we have a major technical problem, and that is in our internet connection. Because I have no internet connection, and because I'm having right now a conversation with my engineers, we don't have any messaging to them, emailing news. We don't have any access to messaging news, and there's no copy that I would be able to avail myself of, only the stuff that I've received this afternoon. So knowing that, these guys need to, you know that I'm expecting internet service here. And I again apologize, ladies and gentlemen, for this week of 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks. And so I've got to get these individuals who I guess are new to my show and don't understand the connections that we've had and the protocols that we've had to try to get that fixed. It's the best way I know how to say it. 877-876-PHIL is the number here. We have Don Mixon on the line with us. At least the telephone works from Washington. Talking about hidden cameras in a woman's bathroom in Glendora, California, and why this basically means that law enforcement, because they arrested this guy, law enforcement has been dealt a serious blow because now they won't be able to have cameras in women's restrooms. And I don't know. You know, it's very strange, but it looks like I'm going to oppose you on this one, Don, because I think it's an invasion of people's rights.
And I disagree with you, and it looks like I'm the one that's, and I'm the liberal who's backing up law enforcement. Not that the police have asked for anything like this, but I think it's going to help immensely to be able to have cameras, yes, in women's restrooms and in women's changing rooms. And no, not because of some need. And I really resent that, the sexual kick that you were talking about, but because we have to take a look and see what's going on.
877-876-7445 here on the Phil Hendry Show. Here is Dave in Louisville, Kentucky. Dave, go ahead. Well, we don't have any telephone access. This is very interesting.
Yeah,
Dave, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Yes, sir.
Yeah. I think it's a travesty to have cameras in women's bathrooms. But they've got to have some form of privacy. And you never know what the person on the other end of that camera is doing with what he's seeing with those pictures and what he's going to do with them afterwards. You can't have that.
So in other words, you can't have security. You don't believe that?
No, you can have security. If you want security, you post somebody outside the door, an employee. You check merchandise on the way in.
What about what they're doing in there? What about you're going to be frisking people on the way in and way out?
No, you check their merchandise. If they've got it in underneath their clothing, they're
already. What about underneath their clothing? All right, so if it's underneath their clothing, how do you check for it?
If it's not in plain sight, it's already stolen.
All right, how do you check for it?
Well, you check for it the same way you check for everything else. You've got cameras.
All right, so you have to have a woman. You got to have a woman to check for it because you don't want cameras.
No.
So you're saying that the woman would have to frisk.
To what I'm saying.
That's right. No, you're not listening to what I'm saying. If they are hiding their clothing, that means you got to frisk them. And to frisk them, you need a female. Yes, you do. And to frisk them, you need a female.
Well, yeah, you're absolutely correct. But you have cameras.
And to frisk them, you need a female. No, you said that they, not in the bathroom.
You have them mounted throughout the store.
Are you saying that they, if it doesn't catch them in the mounted in the store, then what's the point of having a camera in the bathroom?
Exactly. And if the only other way they're going to
exactly.
do it, they don't catch it.
What do you mean exactly?
If you have a person sitting there before they walk in the door, they count the items that they have. When they walk out, they count the items they have. And if you've got to be...
So this guy, I just want you to be clear, Phil. This guy wants us to hire about 10 different people to do a job that a camera in a bathroom can do. Have a guy at the store counting the items. Have somebody standing at the bathroom doors. They're coming in and going out. And you want to do all of that. Why?
So that there isn't a camera staring at a woman while she's taking her clothes off.
Exactly.
And I see. So you think law enforcement personnel are perverts.
I think and they're going to be looking at the...
Well, here... You're a guy, Don, that you're saying you want these tapes released as under freedom of information.
That is correct. That doesn't mean I want to be getting my jollies looking at them.
Okay, I'm going to take your word for that?
See, this guy thinks it's funny because why? Because you would?
I think that you've got an issue with wanting to watch people in the bathroom. Yes,
no, I don't have any issue. I don't have washing people in a bathroom. I'm talking about the thousands and millions of dollars every year that is shoplifted, the thousands of man hours that are lost every year by employees that are taking these cigarette breaks that are too long, especially women.
I mean, we get back to this issue of women and cameras in women's bathrooms, cameras in women's dressing rooms. This is highly sensitive given the fact that this guy was arrested.
I understand that, and it's unfortunate. But women are the ones who are taking all this time. And so they've almost invited the camera in there. That's the point I'm trying to make.
You really believe what you're saying?
Sir, I happen to be involved in the actual issue. Are you? Or are you just some guy thinks the whole thing's funny?
I think it's
I do believe what I'm saying.
I think it's incredibly
stealing?
Petty.
You think stealing is petty?
Stealing is not.
No, not stealing.
There's ways around catching thieves other than invading other people's privacy.
How do you do it? Tell me how you do it.
You take it.
Yeah, hire five guys. Hire five guys. One guy at the door, one guy at the thing. If I turn the world over to you, we'd lose millions of dollars a day with all these clowns trying to do the job that one camera could do, one well-placed camera.
Where would you put the camera?
It's got to be on the floor. You know something? Both of you guys are... Listen to him laughing, though. That's the thing that makes him not have credibility. He thinks the idea
that's
ludicrous. Why is it ludicrous?
But why does the camera got to be on the floor?
Where do you think people hide things? They hide things under the dress. So you need the camera looking up the dress. Does that mean that it's an upskirt shot? No, it does not.
Well, yes, it does. Yes, it does. And again... I think that you're going to have some serious constitutional issues. That's all there is to it. David, thank you for your call. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to Lori. Lori, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Don Mixa.
Yeah, I'm totally offended by the fact that you think that women are the only ones that are the shoplifters or these people that are abusing break time.
And it's unfortunate.
That that's going to be resolved by putting cameras in the bathroom, that's nothing but for perverts.
No, ma'am. What we're trying to do is look and see what women are doing in there. If there's a behavioral problem that we can isolate.
Women's dresses in the bathroom. That's all you're going to do. You know, do you think how many women actually wear dresses, go in, and they're going to stick it up their dress?
No, ma'am. Well, you've got two separate issues, ma'am. You have the bathroom issue. You have the changing room issue. There are two separate issues. One is the wasting of time, if you will, by employees. The other is theft. The theft, the camera should be floor mounted. If women are not wearing skirts into the dressing room, if they're wearing pants, then that's going to be a problem. We're going to have to. I don't know how you get them to wear skirts.
It's going to be the same problem that a man can take into the bathroom or into a dressing room and shove it down his pants or inside of his shirt. You have a serious issue with picking on women, that women are the offenders of everything.
No, ma'am.
You want to do is you want to target a woman's bathroom so you can have your fun. This has nothing to do
with time
wasting.
Can I ask you a question? How is it that I'm having fun? Look, How am I having fun looking at someone going to the toilet? That, to me, is about as vile a thing as there is.
Let's for a minute say it's vile and you're not doing it for these perverse reasons.
Well, thank you, Phil, but I, you know, you're offending me.
All right, I don't mean to offend you, but I don't think Lori is just hearing you and she's coming to her conclusions. But let's just say that you don't have those perverse intentions. Let's just talk about it from the standpoint of effectiveness and legality and constitutionality. How effective are you going to be putting a camera at floor level in a bathroom, keeping women from wasting too much time?
Well, the first place people look for cameras is above them. So you're going to have a lot of women going into bathrooms and looking to see where the camera is. Okay, no camera, great. Now let's blow some time on the boss's dime. They don't know that there's a camera floor level, and you're going to say to me, you know, it's obscured. No, it isn't. It's just floor level.
And where is it?
Well, it has to be in the toilet stall. And the reason for that is that's where most of the time is wasted.
In the toilet stall, floor level.
Really?
Yes.
You think that we all go in the bathroom, sit down, and eat crackers? For crying
smoking
out loud.
Cigarettes, smoking cigarettes, talking,
well,
using
you know
the turf. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The United
yes,
States,
ma'am?
Basically, almost in every state, you can't smoke indoors anywhere. Nobody's
well,
going to go into the bathroom and smoke a cigarette. They're going to go
well,
outside.
See, but that's where people
area.
Go to sneak a. A lot of women go into the bathroom to sneak a cigarette, and it'll be in the toilet stall. And
you know
you're
what?
Going
I don't
to a.
Know. What, I don't know what woman's bathroom you've been in, but there is.
Have you
no
ever been a smoker,
smoking.
Don?
Have I what?
Have you ever been a smoker?
No, I haven't.
Well, as a former smoker, I can tell you that smokers are well aware of where the smoke alarms are. We're well aware of where, or I was, of where the no smoking was. And the best thing to do for smokers is to go outside. Nobody sneaks a cigarette in a bathroom anymore.
Well, I don't think you know what you're talking about. You say you're a former smoker.
Well, nothing's
so
changed. Things have gotten.
Because I am a smoker. And you don't want to go in the bathroom and smoke when you're not supposed to smoke there because
or you will
can smell it.
All right, but you'll go in there, you'll hide from the boss, you'll eat your sandwich, you'll be talking to your girlfriends. Generally, you sit on the toilet while you're doing that.
You're kidding me. You think it's just like a great big old henpecking session in there? Everybody's
no, ma'am.
And we're going to have tea?
No,
give
ma'am.
Give me a
I'm
break.
That if
you ever take
you
into
want
consideration? No, listen. Do you ever take into consideration that a woman may spend a little bit more time in the bathroom because we have a little bit other personal issues that we have to take care of in there?
It could be, and that's what we're trying to determine. But the only way you can determine it is with a camera.
You want to take a clear view of what we have to put up with so we can bear your children?
So you are going to put a camera on a floor to figure out what? Whether
to figure out, Phil, whether these women are wasting time, valuable, precious time, talking and jaw-jacking and yeah-bad-bad-bad, or do they actually have some if they're having a period. You get a, and I'll tell you what, a floor-level camera is going to give you a lot of information.
Yeah, I'll bet it does give you a lot of information.
I don't
sure
mean actually.
Well, what do you mean then?
Well, if she's having to change her, you know what?
You're going to get a real good shot of that with a floor-level camera.
Boy, you people are sick. You really are.
You
really
are definitely
sick.
A sick-twisted
no,
individual.
You're, no, ma'am. I have come on with the purest of intentions, and now you've got me taking upskirt shots of dirty tampons? Is that what I...
This has
boy.
Nothing to do
wow.
with law enforcement.
Wow.
This has nothing to do with employers and time and monitoring. The only type
wow.
of monitoring it is for someone to have fun and get their jolly. And
I don't know how
ridiculous.
You get your jollies. I don't know how anyone would get their jollies in the manner that Mr. Henry just described.
I don't know,
maybe not jollies, but I will tell you this. It's a violation of privacy, the likes of which I could not possibly imagine going further than. Whether or not you get your jollies, if it was my wife or my daughter or anybody in there and you weren't getting your jollies, but you still had a videotape of them taking care of their monthly problem in a, it's a messy and painful and, unhygienic thing that they have to go through, I'd be really pissed off. And yeah, it's a violation of privacy and everything else. And you say you're gonna look at this tape and see if you can, figure out, human behavior as to what we can do?
Yes, if they're spending too much time in there. Now, if it's somebody in there, and they're pulling a, you know what I'm saying, and it looks like ketchup. And
oh, God! All right, anyway.
But what happens in the men's bathroom? Why not
thank
put
you.
Them in there, too?
Right. Thank you so much for your call. We have to take a break. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445.
Was she talking about men have tampons? Wow, you're telling me I'm crazy.
And if, she was talking about why not have them in men's bathrooms.
So to see what we do during our time of the month?
Woo!
To me, that right there, that's the dumbest call.
All right, hold on for a minute. 877-876-7445. We'll be back. The world-famous Phil Henry Show with Don Mixa on cameras in dressing rooms and women's bathrooms. Why? Because you guys, you women, you're the ones that take all that time on a coffee break, and you steal more than men.
We Phil can't Henry fight Show. This fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. For more information on this and other great talk programs, go to talkradionetwork.com. Call the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Phil Henry Show, again, I want to apologize to you guys that were expecting a video cast tonight. We wanted to give it to you. The internet has gone out at our studio, and there's right now we are scrambling to get that up and going. But the internet is out at our studio, and I apologize. You don't know how sorry I am. You have no idea. 877-876-PHIL. We're going to get it up and running for you guys as quickly as we possibly can. It's Time Warner, and, you know, I just would say to you guys at Time Warner, you know, there are people that have a commercial use as well as residential use for your service. You may think it's funny, or maybe you don't have enough time, or maybe you guys just think you're so fantastic that a couple of outages here and there don't mean much. But I'll tell you, your service has been inconsistent. It's been erratic. And it costs me, a business owner, money every time you clowns can't do your job. Think about it that way. 877-876-7445. Don Mixa with us as we talk about the Starbucks in Glendora, California, where a man was arrested putting a camera in a woman's bathroom.
Phil, I want to even make a point. I think a lot of people are confusing me with this guy. I didn't put a camera in a bathroom to get my jollies.
And no, I understand that. I know you didn't.
All right, but it's what you're saying, and you, what your callers are saying is that they, somehow me wanting to have cameras in women's dressing rooms and bathrooms is tantamount to this pervert getting his cookies, watching dirty, you know, watching some dirt. It's not even pornography. It's more along the lines of a guy that just likes to watch dirty things. If you know what I mean. You know what I'm talking about, Phil? I don't know if you're a collector of those kinds of movies, but I...
Of course I'm not.
Well, I'm not either, but I have known people who have them, and I've seen them, and it's dirty. And I'm not into dirty. I'm into law enforcement and not people not stealing.
That's fine, and I don't think that was anything you need to explain.
I think I do need to explain, because I think there's a perception out there.
All right, 877-876-7445. The Phil Henry Show. Let's go over to Joanne in Illinois this evening. Joanne, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Joanne?
Now, if somebody is smoking a cigarette, you know for yourself
yes.
You're seeing more than a cigarette because your cigarette is in your mouth. You sound like a pervert. You really do.
I don't understand how you are geared up. What I'm trying to say is this, ma'am. Are women taking too much time on their coffee break or cigarette break or bathroom break? It's costing employers money, and we have to know what's going on in those bathrooms. What are they doing? That is costing employers.
It's private. That is a private thing for us, okay?
Well,
now, I don't know if they've taken too much time for you or whatever. Fact remains, putting that camera in there, it's making you look bad. It's not making the women look bad at all. It's making you look bad. Now, you think you're not a pervert. Then you wouldn't have never done
it. No. I didn't do it. See, I know it. She's confusing me with...
Well, ma'am, we're not talking about And I apologize that if we weren't clear, there was a story about a man who put a camera in a bathroom. This is not Don. He's talking about a law.
I'm sorry.
No, a law enforcement approach. However, Don.
Well, no, she doesn't think I'm a pervert now. What do you want to make her think I am?
Well, you're the one who is saying we need to have cameras floor level in the bathrooms.
Yes, we need to have cameras floor level in the bathroom.
But people pull their underwears down. Sometimes they pull them down to their ankle. That's floor level.
I'm not going
to
be looking at that. I don't want to look at that. I'm not looking at that.
But it's
I don't want to see that.
Filmed on there. It's going to be on there. You can't help but see it.
No, I'm going to. No. Understand that as a professional, I'm not going to, oh, here comes her pants. I won't look at that part. I'm going to be looking above the waist, what she's doing with her hands. Is she
there
on the phone?
There's no excuse that you can come up with that I will accept or even believe that you're not going to see somebody's underwears and not look at it. We're human beings.
Because
we're
I'm a professional. I'll tell you how you do it, and it sounds silly, but you just put your thumb over the screen, and then you don't see anything.
Wow.
Oh, come on, man. I mean, you know, then there's no need to put it on the floor.
Well, no, there may be times when you do have to look.
If you got to put a camera in the bathroom, it should be at the front door.
Phil Hendry.
That's no fun.